Greetings, friends. This is Pastor James Moriello with the Firm Foundation Christian Church in Woonsocket. Today is March the 29th, Sunday, March the 29th, and unfortunately, we're not able to meet for obvious health reasons, and so I am recording this Sunday afternoon sermon from my home. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 12, in verse 56, we're going to be focusing on the latter part of that verse. How is it you do not discern this time? Now let's read that scripture in its context, beginning in Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 56. Then he also said to the multitudes, "Whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, 'A shower is coming,' and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, 'There will be hot weather.' And there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time?" Now, our first point arises from our text in its context, that there is too much emphasis in our world, and I dare say, in our churches and within ourselves, on the natural, and too little on the supernatural power of God. Now, if this COVID-19 crisis has taught us anything, it has taught us that human power is limited. Now, just as we do today, people would watch the weather to plan their earthly itineraries. This goes on today. It was going on back in Jesus's day. And the folks would look at the skies, and they would be probably more or less just as accurate as we are today with all of our bells and whistles and our technology. But, you know, just as too many folks do today, they neglected their heavenly itineraries, failing to make a reservation in heaven at all. A reservation that does not fade away. Over a week's time, compare how much time you typically watch or check on the weather with how much time you read your Bible. And we can put it another way. Compare how much time you spend meditating and worrying or being anxious about the virus with how much time you meditate upon the things of God and His power and what it is that He has to teach you today. Now, if the weather time is greater or the corona time is greater, something has gone radically wrong. Now, we'll get back to the individual in just a moment, but I would like to address briefly with regard to our churches. Where are our churches on this? Are our churches discerning this time and focusing on the things of salvation? Or are they focusing on the social gospel? Or putting the prosperity gospel in the place of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Welcome to Laodicea, friends, where today's churchmen in their enlightened state question the virgin birth, the harmony of the gospel accounts, the literal creation account, and the literal understanding of the first 11 chapters of Genesis. Depart from such apostate company, for they are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots. And now we are counseled by the Lord Jesus Christ, not only with regard to our churches as a whole, but also individually, not to be lukewarm, neither cold nor hot. Because you say, "I am rich, have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, saith the Lord, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So at Firm Foundation, and I pray you, dear Bible-believing witness friend, we shall affirm the whole counsel of God, from the sinfulness of natural man, to the need for a Savior, to the supernatural bodily resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God, and our Savior. Now, friend, consider your own case. We are living in difficult days. Not the end of days, but difficult days leading up to the end of days. And in these days, in the 24th chapter, in the 6th verse of the Gospel of Matthew, we read, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences," that's diseases, "and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. How is it you do not discern this time?" Christian, this is the time. Now is the time to get more serious and more zealous than ever in your walk with God. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Now the unbeliever has anxiety and fear because he or she does not have a firmly rooted relationship with God through Jesus Christ. But Christian friend, now I speak to you, you do have Christ. And love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And we love him because he first loved us. Did he not demonstrate his love for us while we were yet sinners and enemies of God? And so, knowing all these things, let us heed the biblical injunctions. And these are two verses that I've been quoting up and down to anyone who will listen in these dark times. And the first one is taken from Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And the second verse is like it. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, we read, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So friends, seeing as you have peace, if indeed you have peace with God in Christ Jesus, why then are you not sharing your hope, the gospel of salvation? More today than ever, people you know are distressed. They are anxious. They are worried. They are without hope. And if they remain in the spiritual state that they are in today as unbelievers, they shall enter hell and not heaven. How is it you do not discern this time? Do not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white with harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. You know, the scripture has a promise, a soul winner's promise. Maybe more of a statement than a promise, but the promise comes later in the book of Daniel, in the 12th chapter. But in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, you know what the preacher says? He who wins souls is wise. Let us be engaging in home religion right now. Workplace evangelism to the degree that we can. We could put out mailings with the gospel truth in them, as we do here at Firm Foundation. We can send a card with some scripture in it. We can talk to people on the phone, you know. Maybe we can share what's getting us through this trial right now. Many, many ways. And in some ways, people are more receptive during a trial. Maybe we can't gather in our groups as we're accustomed to. But let us still be preaching the gospel. That's no excuse for turning the Great Commission into a great omission. So before we go, I will practice what I preach. And I shall pray that the Holy Spirit wins your soul through the preaching of the Word. Unbeliever, skeptic, seeker, I know you're out there. And I pose the question in our text to you, how is it you do not discern this time? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And you ask, what must I do to be saved? Salvation is not of works, but of faith. Simply admit that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, and trust that Jesus' shed blood at Calvary at the cross and that His resurrection from the dead is enough to provide you with that eternal hope and that peace with God that's going to get you through these days, and it's going to get you through those pearly gates in the next life, right into heaven, right into the very presence of God. For the scripture says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. I can't make you do it. It's an individual decision. But friend, I urge you, to make your peace with God today. None of us know how many days we have. How is it you do not discern this time? We pray, Heavenly Father, that this word results in the converting of the soul of the sinner who hears it and edifies your people, the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.